True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm tired of being quiet about this, and this is the day we talk about it.
All right, story here from the Daily Mail, but you can find it as a lead story on any number of international news sites. The woman allegedly caught using a dead Super Bowl reporter's credit cards has a long history of drugging and robbing men. Danette Colbert, dubbed the Bourbon Street Hustler by New Orleans locals, has a sordid criminal history going back to at least 2012. Kansas City Telemundo reporter Aiden Manzano, 27 years old, was found dead in his room at the Comfort Suites in Kenner, Louisiana, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. A hotel manager found him face down on his bed after his TV station called for a welfare check after he missed a morning assignment. Colbert, in her previous crimes, relentlessly targeted young men out of town, three of them wearing Rolex watches that she stole, and seduced and or drugged them. Manzano died after a night out during an NFL reporting trip just 9 months after his wife Ashley, the mother of his young daughter, died in a car crash in Topeka. He was seen entering his room with Colbert about 4 o'clock in the morning before she left alone just a few minutes later.
So I want to set a couple things straight right now. Did he willingly go back to his room with her? No. And let me tell you why. He was drugged. This happened to two friends of mine in March. In New Orleans, both men, both from Kansas City, both wearing nice watches. And the last thing they remember after having a couple of beers off of Bourbon Street was walking out to walk back to their hotel. They have no memory of anything until way into the next day of meeting anyone. There's just no memory of it, Scott, because they were drugged. Police are now saying Aiden was drugged. And you're crazy if you think this is the first time this has happened. It's a ring. This is a ring of people that are doing this. And as I mentioned before, we think about the date rape drugs and the Rohypnol and how scary that is for our young women. More and more frequently, we're seeing men, traveling men, being targeted in this very way. And I almost guarantee you what this toxicology is going to bear out is that someone slipped something in his drink with the explicit intention of following him back to that hotel room and wiping him out. And he
Did your friends lose credit cards?
They lost everything. In different rooms in the same hotel. One of them was beaten and zip tied.
Oh.
Their watches, their credit cards, everything in the safe, and their bank accounts. This is a ring. And I don't know if this woman was working in tandem in this case with other people, you know, that are kind of the lookouts to wait for the men to come in. It would be like shooting fish in a barrel during the Super Bowl with all of the people down there who have money. And this time someone died. And what infuriates me about what happened to my friends, both adult men our age, Scott, is that police did not take this seriously when it happened to them in March. In fact, they were not even contacted by police in New Orleans until 2 weeks later when they were way and well back to Kansas City. And you know what police said to them? Oh my gosh, we're just now seeing this. You were drugged. We need you to fly back here and make a report because drugs were involved in what happened to you. You're going to tell two victims who will never set foot in that city again, we need you to come back here and file a report. And the other thing that makes me sick is that their credit cards were used in Slidell.
Which is exactly where she's from.
Exactly where Aiden's credit cards were used. Is this the same woman? I don't know. But I'm telling you, men, right now, when you travel, a couple of things, stop wearing the Rolex and stop wearing the tag. It's not worth it. Do not take that on vacation. It is the first indication
that you got
that you've got money.
Yeah. So, and we don't know, if we're going to be clear and fair, we don't know that Danette Colbert was responsible in your two friends'
incident. No, but do you know what we do know? We know that police know that this happened to my friends and did nothing. We know that, I'm sorry, let's read this exact sentence, has a long, sordid criminal history going back to 2012 of drugging and robbing men, this woman, who is dubbed the Bourbon Street Hustler.
Yeah.
It is infuriating.
So
that he is dead.
You mentioned that this is part of a ring, most likely, earlier. I think there's some evidence in this Daily Mail story from the UK. This goes back to 2016, where she pulled, well, if she is responsible for the death of Aiden Manzano from Kansas City, she has pulled similar stunts before and been convicted of those. In 2014, police were looking for. They had laid a trap at a Winn-Dixie grocery store where she had used the victim's credit card, this was back 11 years ago, 20 different times. Detectives gave the manager a wanted poster with CCTV images of her wearing a blonde wig in a hotel. And the manager called them when she arrived on November 16th, okay, 2014. But police were too slow to catch her. She returned 3 hours later with two others and beat the manager, saying, quote, "You called the police." She received a sentence of 8 years of probation and a 5-year suspended sentence after pleading guilty the next year.
The problem is police knew this was happening. There is no question. She's got a nickname, for God's sakes, in New Orleans, Scott.
The Bourbon Street Hustler.
And every single time it's, well, she racked up $3,500, so we'll charge her with theft. This is not theft. This is drugging tourists from out of town. And you don't think for 1 minute, Scott, there's an incentive in that town to keep quiet about this happening to men who are coming through that town? That whole city is supported by tourism.
Mm-hmm. She was also arrested in May of 2022 over a crime earlier that year in January. So January of 2022, Colbert picked up a man who thought he was about to have a threesome with her and another woman at a casino in Las Vegas. Instead, he woke up with a bloody nose, missing $50,000 in cash, a $30,000 Rolex watch, $11,000 in casino chips, his iPhone 11, a Louis Vuitton luggage bag worth $5,000, and a satchel valued at $2,000.
From the text line, this happened to my brother in Las Vegas a couple years ago. He was at the bar, remember talking to two women that he, as far as he can remember, was not interested in. Next thing he knew, he woke up in his hotel room missing $8,000.
I am going to say this about this woman. You would not be interested in spending time with this woman.
She's gross.
The photos are disgusting.
She is gross.
I'm telling you, Scott, I think someone said to me today, those drugs are horrible and are used for horrible purposes against women predominantly in the United States. If you look in other countries, these drugs are not used for that. Mm. They're used for ripping off men. And it's just now coming into the U.S. where these rings of people think, oh, my gosh, let's go to the tourist towns. And where are the tourist towns? I'm going to name them right now. Look at your Nashville, look at your New Orleans, look at your Las Vegas. And I told my son the other day, I don't want you wearing a watch when you travel. I don't want, like, you could even say to this woman, I'm not interested. By the time you're drugged and you don't know it, she is following you right out that door to your hotel room.
And they may use a distractor to get you to look this way while she's drugging you from this way.
And we don't tell young men to watch out for this because of the theory that it only happens to women.
And I know we got to get to break. 913-586-7798. In almost every case that I'm reading about in this Daily Mail story, it involves a very expensive watch. In almost every single case. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. here on KMBZ.